Hello everybody. I'm Pierre Cancir, and I will speak about the Ardipilot project. It's very famous in the drone world, but it's more than just flying drone, and I will try to show you what we are doing and how we are doing it. Mandatory slides about myself. It seems at first them, so I'm French guy, so I got a strong accent. Not shame about it. I'm a robotic engineer, so I only works with mobile robots, and I mostly works with small companies because that's the ones I got that needs more help. So I works on drone-in-the-box solution, food delivery with drone, inflatable robotics arms, patrol rovers, swarm robotics. And you can see that I start committing some stuff in open source community mostly when I start working, because I'm a lazy guy and it's easier to fix something on open source and release it against all the company I'm working for. So that's convenient to use open source. Ardipilot, so you get some clue in the name. There's Ardi and then and pilot. And so Ardipilot is an autopilot for micro vehicle, non-humanized, so with no people in it, and non-weaponized. We insist on this current time. And so the goal of the project is to help you and give you all the tools necessary to make your robots move on ground, on air, on sea, undersea, whatever you want, with whatever frame you want. So we are open source, it's totally forced, it's free. Open source, everything is online, everything is shared. And we also share all our tools to develop robotic solution to analyze what is happening on your robots. So we take some pride on the project to, be open on everything. Even our discussion are quite open to the community. We want to have your project trusted as we are dealing with flying vehicles. It can be very dangerous quickly. So we spend a lot of time to make the project trustable and reliable and predictable. So you can just load the autopilot into your vehicle and trust that it will fly and go to one position to another without crashing or relatively. And we are quite versatile, and I will show you some picture of why we are versatile and in what sense we are versatile. So we are supporting a lot of different type of robots, and I speak of robots and not drones because we support robots. So if you want to fly, and that's where we start. So multi-copters, so it's pretty famous nowadays. I want to assist on this. We got planes, so traditional planes that got a front motor, back motor, planes that can take off and land vertically. If we crash on the ground, it's happened, but no worry, we got Ardi Rover. So we can have rovers and continue to move. So now it's a different frame truck. So we support differential drive rover, traditional rover like cars. You can go on the river with rover and get a boat. So we got some example of boats there. If you don't have motor, we support sailing, tackling, and everything on sea technique. I'm not a sea guy, so I don't know much about it, but we got some specialization on boats. We got walking rovers, we got self-balancing. If you think we got submarine, of course. We got antenna trackers, and if you need a balloon, we got some blip and balloon control. So we support a large range of vehicle. It's a huge amount of work, but it's working very well with a single autopilot, so it's quite great, and it's open source. So that's what we are doing. So this project, it's a very old project. Maybe some of you remember, like Lucas, from a small Arduino boards with some Arduino code to make flying a multi-copter. Now we are way past this. We got full CPP codes, a huge code base with dozen contributor every month. So yesterday I was a talk from Zephyrus, and it looks like we got more forks than them and more GitHub star than them. So we are really a huge project. And so what else do we got? So I already speak about this. So we support So the frame, any robot you want, but also a lot of electronic boards to make your robot moves. So generally, we are doing only the software parts, and people bring their own, let's say, computer, but we are more using microchips, especially SM32 chips, and we are using this to make vehicle move with a tight integration, so we overload and push the microchips with a lot of capacity, a lot of things to deal with. And as a project, we need some funding to, like, the website, the CI and everything, and pay some developers for support and things like that. So we instantiate some Autopilot Marder program to have some commercial support for companies that need some help, or individual, we don't look.